is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops.
We've been discussing on the Housetops the various dangers of rock and roll, the beat, and most recently we've learned a lot about backmasking. This morning we have as our very distinguished guest Dr. Leroy Lookout. He's been a professor in Bach and Damascus and is an expert on the effects of classical music on the subconscious. Welcome, Dr. Leroy Lookout.
Oh, thank you. I'm just delighted to be with you on the show today.
Well, Dr. Leroy, tell us something about what you know.
Well, as obviously on your show you've been doing, you've been pointing out the various dangers in certain types of music upon the youth of today. And one thing that I'd like to point out is that's not a new phenomenon. It's been going on for quite a while.
How long has it been going on?
Well, we can date stuff back into at least the 1700s and that sort of thing. But, well, tell you what, why don't we just simply start with my first example, which I brought, okay?
That's a good idea.
Okay, now this is from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and now this section here does not deal with the vocals. However, you'll notice that the beat backwards, especially, is clearly designed to incite lust and to call up the demons, okay? Now just listen to this portion, okay? There. Did you hear that?
Oh, my.
And not only that, but notice the confusion that's portrayed by what's been played here. Okay, so, and, by the way, I came across this after reading an article published by some missionaries in approximately 1896. They had been missionaries to the American Indians, and they had brought a recording of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which was on a cylinder, by the way. And the Indians were asking them why they were calling up the evil spirits.
That's just amazing.
Yes, and now listen to this next section. This next section is normally considered a harmless children's piece. Peter and the Wolf, by the way. But you'll notice in listening to it backwards, you'll hear statements. The first statement is, "Give me a toke." And the next statement that you'll hear is, "I love marijuana." And the... And the third statement you'll hear is, "Won't you take a toke too?" Okay, now just listen to this. This is considered harmless, but think how it's been affecting the adults of America today. Now listen, you'll hear him say, "I want a toke."
They hit that early.
Dr. Lookout, I didn't catch that.
Okay, let me try it again, okay?
Thank you.
Listen here.
I can't believe
And the next statement will
hearing.
Be, "I love marijuana."
Oh my.
Now listen to this next one. "Won't you have a toke too?" Yes, it's just incredible the things that they planned to put into this. And, I don't know, I think it's just simply blasphemous, if you ask me.
They plan these things, Doctor.
And our next selection that'll be playing here is from Handel's Messiah. Now, any student, any student of history, as any student of history would know, Handel, the reason he was writing music that was religious in nature is